This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Hey, training camp opens tomorrow for the Detroit Lions. And on the eve of training camp, boy, the predictions are coming in fast and furious as to what to expect from this team in this season. You guys talked a little bit about the USA Today prediction yesterday. Is that correct?
That's correct. The 3-13 prediction from Nate Davis, I think it was.
Yes. 3-13, the worst team in football. That's what he predicts, which obviously there's one conclusion to draw when you see that. With the first overall pick.
Right.
Tua Tagovailoa. One of the questions is, do some people actually want that? Like, if you were given the option of 3-13, change in regime, and you get the number one overall pick, is that the only way to really kickstart this thing?
Well, if you get to 3-13, I said this yesterday, I'll say it again. If the Lions finish 3-13, or worse, it's because there's an injury to Stafford. And I've already moved on from Stafford. I would go ahead and take a quarterback first overall if that's what you got, or I take a quarterback in the first round. I would do that unless this team makes the playoffs. So I think some people that have given up on Stafford are like, yep, this is great. Let's just tank it and start over, get the best quarterback. People love Tagovailoa, think he's going to be great, or whomever the case is, Herbert in Oregon. There's some pretty good quarterbacks going to be coming out. People like them. If not this year, how about next year? Trevor Lawrence after that. He could be gone. People are on board with that. I don't know what that percentage is. I don't know. I don't think it's north of 50 just yet, but I think it's getting there. 3-13 would be awful, just awful. And it would be well below my expectations on this team. I think right now I'm looking at this team. I started 8-8 before training camp begins, and I'll adjust during training camp to see how injuries play itself out. Looking at the rest of the landscape of the division, which is important because obviously you're playing six games against division opponents coming up. And it looks like the teams are all better than the Lions are. So see where that is. I'm leaning more towards a 7-9 prediction to start the season, which would be better than last year. But I'm not sure. I think that the offense has potential to be a lot better than what they were last year. I think the defense has potential to be better than what they were last year to build off that top 10 ranking they had at the end of the season, which some of it might be fudged a little bit based on the competition they had in the second half of the season. But I do think they've got better players in place right now. And now that you've got Snacks and Slay back on the roster to start the season, and that shouldn't be an issue, yeah, I feel more confident that the defense is going to be a better defense overall than what they were last year. That being said, I do still have the questions about the offense, and I'm leaning at 7-9.
To me, it's very scary. Like, the 3-13 is scary because they have gone so far with this direction with what this staff believes in, that any new staff will likely have a bunch of useless parts. Like the whole idea that they went with the thumper middle linebacker and not the speedster. You know, Jelani Tavai is the preferred middle linebacker over Devin Bush. And with the so many people talking about, you know, speed, and they're going, you know, Jelani Tavai over Devin Bush. Not that they didn't go in the same.
No, they didn't.
But you get the point. They seem to prefer players a certain style way. That we better hope this system works because they have built a roster for this system. And if it doesn't, the next guy is not going to come in most likely and say, yeah, I can use all these guys and turn it around quickly. No, he's going to dump them all. Like the one thing that they do clearly is believe in their system. They clearly know what kind of player they want. It seems to be completely unconventional. And we better hope like hell that it works. You know, 3-4, 4-3, you know, the hybrid that they use, the fact that they, you know, wanted this guy in the second round. I mean, I've liked some of what they've done, but, you know, I know there's a percentage of people out there would say, yeah, 3-13, fire everybody, get the first overall pick. Sounds great to me. And that the Lions won't be able to really, really, truly start to win until they you know, bottom out like this again and start with a new regime with great resources. So there's that. And then on the other side, did you see what Andy Benoit wrote? I mean, I think you guys touched on this yesterday briefly as well. The Sports Illustrated writer?
I don't think we did.
Okay. He wrote about the Lions that they have surprisingly few weaknesses. Andy Benoit said, aside from questions at guard, the Lions are subtly devoid of weakness. Some of the sharpest work last year came against the NFL's best coach teams, and this year that translates to success in a lot of those close games. It's Andy Benoit of Sports Illustrated. Subtly devoid of weaknesses. The pro Bob Quinn crowd, when he came in and started making moves, one of the pro Quinn crowd's mantras was, these are all smart football moves. They're not splashy. They're not big moves, but they're moves that build depth and add talent to the roster. And that it's about putting together a solid 53, not a top-heavy roster, but a roster of guys that can make plays, whether you're the starter, the backup, whether you're a part-time player, you simply are a pass rusher, a third-down guy, whatever it is, they are really going to use the 53-man roster to the fullest extent, as opposed to going all in on some splashy signings. And when you hear that, one of the conclusions that would be drawn is they are devoid of real weakness. They might not be elite anywhere, but they are solid everywhere, and that's the way you build a solid football team. That was the theory.
Well, you look at the defense, starting with the defense, and I think we would all agree that defense is a strength. It's ahead of what the offense is, and yet the defense has weaknesses on it. How's this other safety going to be? You know, because Glover Quinn was pretty good for the last several years when he was here as a Lion, but they're replacing Glover Quinn. They're replacing another cornerback. Have they added a guy? Yeah, they added a slot corner, and that I'm intrigued by that because I want to see if this is, you know, thinking outside the box that you've got to have that guy who's a stud cover on the slot, and how is that going to change an opponent's game plan? But they're taking a chance at linebacker. If the plan is to put Tavai in the middle and then you've got Davis roaming outside or whatever, well, that's a gamble. I don't know if that's going to work out better than what they had before. I think there's a learning curve that goes with playing middle linebacker in the NFL. So is that learning curve going to take up this whole season? And is this season going to be, you know, just a learning season, and the record's going to suffer because of it? It's almost like this. If they're not going to make the playoffs, be as bad as you can be, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of mantra that you have in basketball or hockey or baseball. You tank without obviously, you know, throwing games, but you have to play guys that are healthy. We know this. They're going to play guys that are healthy. Look, they played Stafford in the last game of the season. Apparently he had broken bones in his back. But if you're not going to be good enough to make the playoffs, then be bad enough to have a top five pick.
Well, I think there's two players on this roster that if they come out and perform this year, one on offense and one on defense, kind of prove that this staff knows what they're doing. I think there's a bit of a leap in faith that they do know what they're doing, but I think there's two that more than others will tell that this staff knows what they're doing. We'll tell you who those two players are today at 10:32. 248-539-9797. Opposing opinions. You got Nate Davis of USA Today that you guys talked about yesterday saying 3-13. You got Andy Benoit of Sports Illustrated saying, aside from questions at guard, the Lions are subtly devoid of weakness. When you hear these two things, 3-13, a football team devoid of weakness, which do you think is more true? Are you in Camp Davis, Camp Benoit? Davis being 3-13, Benoit being subtly devoid of weaknesses. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. NFL training camp for the Detroit Lions starts tomorrow. The news broke yesterday. NFL Network reporting that Damon Harrison would be at camp. Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting that Darius Slay is coming to camp as well. and find balance between keeping your players happy and keeping them motivated. You know, they obviously guys want new contracts, and they are, you know, still might get them. They still might get them this offseason. But if they don't, you know, they feel like they're playing for a new deal, and that always feels like a good thing because you expect that the team is going to get their best, whether it's here or somebody else that's going to pay them. Meanwhile, you've got opposing points of view of what this Lions team is going to be. Nate Davis of USA Today predicted the Lions would go 3-13, which you guys talked about yesterday. What he wrote was, difficult to envision Coach Matt Patricia improving on a 6-10 debut. Four of the eight home dates come against 2018 playoff outfits, a figure that doesn't include the Packers or Vikings. Two West Coast trips in the season's first half, unlikely to help either. Such a weird year for preseason predictions. Pro Football Talk did their power rankings, had the Lions dropping from number 22 at the end of last season to number 25. I mean, that's just flat out, no doubt, Lions are worse than they were when they finished the year. With, obviously, moving on from Golden Tate, having an injured Marvin Jones, having, you know, this offseason, obviously not helping them in any way, they think they're worse. Andy Benoit of Sports Illustrated says, aside from questions at guard, the Lions are subtly devoid of weakness. Some of their sharpest work last year came against the NFL's best coach teams, and this year that translated success into success in a lot of close games. Subtly devoid of weakness, which isn't exactly, you know, get your playoff tickets kind of endorsement, but it's a surprising thing to say, and it feeds into what the Pro Quinn crowd said he would do. Meanwhile, there are two players, Gator, that I think really, in my opinion, speak to how competent Bob Quinn and the staff might actually be. One is on offense, TJ Hockenson. And I don't think that that is, you know, reinventing football analysis. You invested a first round pick. I think the guy, if you're going to do it in an unconventional position, like tight end, like guard the previous year, those players need to distinguish themselves as chance to be elite, chance to be special from day one. And so there's Hockenson. But on defense, I think they're throwing quite a bit of faith into a player. I mean, they have cap space. They didn't really address this position in the offseason with any notable signings. I think it's Tracy Walker.
The safety.
Yeah, the pick, the third round pick, I believe it was. But they feel comfortable carrying the cap space into the season and saying, no, this guy that we drafted out of Louisiana is shown us enough that he can start and be a good player. And for me, those are two players I'm going to be watching that I think are potentially important players in as far as judging this regime.
Well, I think the other one is it Coleman that's going to be playing the slot?
Justin Coleman?
Yeah. I think that's one because this is a little outside the box thinking of spending big money on a guy who is going to cover the slot position. And if he's going to be locked down in that position because he's the best, apparently the best in the league at what he does by covering the slot guy, great. Then that means that they've got a couple guys in that defense that are best in the league at what they do. It would be him and obviously Snacks Harrison and stopping the run. And that'd be a big thing, I think. Because it really would limit teams what they can do if this guy is locked down on the slot. I think you're pretty accurate with the Hockenson thing, although I just throw it at the tight end position. Because I think the tight end position, period, whether it's Hockenson or Jesse James or a combination if they're on the field at the same time, the tight end position is by far the one position on the field that they've improved the most. It's not even close. They have improved that position by leaps and bounds. Both of these guys could end up with more receptions this year than all the tight ends last year combined.
You're probably right. If we went back and looked at the data, the Lions have had four winning seasons with Stafford as quarterback. The tight ends were critical parts of those seasons. When Stafford was quarterbacking a team that had a winning record in Detroit, one of the consistent things is much production out of the tight end spot.
Well, they had productive tight ends for a good portion of the time that he's been here. Now, they've had productive tight ends, and they haven't had winning seasons, too. But, I mean, Pettigrew, much maligned because he dropped some passes, but you can't deny the productivity that he had for, I think it was a four-year stretch where he was really productive. Eric Ebron, same thing. A lot of drop passes, much maligned by the fans, and yet he was pretty productive the last couple of years that he was here with the Lions. So you're looking at, you know, 6 of the 10 or 11 years that Stafford's been here that they've had good production from that position. And when they haven't, you can say that that's one of the factors why they were bad. And last year they were epically bad at that position.
They were really bad.
And they were bad all over the field with the exception of running back, really, which is kind of strange. And when you look at the offense, you would expect that, well, they've never had a running game. Well, last year they kind of had a running game. But the offensive line didn't do a job of protecting the quarterback. The quarterback didn't do a great job of making his reads quickly enough and taking care of the football. And the tight ends were non-existent.
All right, 248-539-9797, plus your ticket text at 97136, eve of Detroit Lions training camp. From an unnamed texter, you had me at 3-13, change in regime and first overall pick. Look, I mean, I guess this goes back to what has been a lifelong debate, it feels like, on this station. Tank or not to tank. It's not about going out and trying to actively lose, because this staff nor this regime, the front office or the players, they're not tanking. But we're talking about the 3-13 prediction. Some people would want that.
Here's where I'm conflicted on this. I don't know if this is the right regime or not. I've already made my mind up on the quarterback that he is not. But I haven't made up my mind on whether or not Patricia and Quinn are the right guys to lead this team. So it's tough for me, because if they go 3-13, how would you expect the coach to survive that, to regress? And if the coach is going to be gone, that's an indictment on the GM that hired him, because you went away from a guy who was or that had a winning record in the short time he was here as Lions head coach. And you moved completely differently in another different direction because this was your guy. Well, you're tied to each other. So that's where I'm conflicted. Because if they're going to be bad, is that a direct representation of the coaching style they've got and because of the players that they've acquired over the last 4 years under Bob Quinn?
Well, I believe most people think, Gator, that if they're going to be bad this year, they're connected together and they're both gone.
They should be.
So everyone is, whether you've made up your mind or not, I think most people have, at least the fan base has, if this team is bad, epically bad, then Quinn and Patricia are done too. So there's no thinking, hey, right, are they part of the problem or not? They are part of the problem.
And
they're
gone. This is why I think the only way they stay if they're 3-13 is because, and it goes back to what I said, the only reason they would ever be 3-13, I think, is because Stafford would be hurt.
So,
because you can, if Stafford's hurt, they have maybe the worst backup quarterback situation in the NFL. You could argue that. And how are you expected to win if you've got the worst backup quarterback situation in the NFL and that guy's thrust into the starting duty for a long period of time? So if that's the case, then I would use my, okay, here's the caveat. I'm not done with these guys because of that, unless there are a bunch of other things to go wrong too.
No, but the main reason they lose is because they don't have a starting quarterback,
yeah,
you're saying.
If that's it,
let's say
I'm
they go with something more realistic, I think, like 5-11, 6-10, Stafford's healthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I think you're probably done with the staff. You're probably done with the regime. Because I know the fans would be. I'm asking what
Yeah,
Gator is,
I mean,
though.
I hate to you know, kind of take the chicken way out, but I want to see how things look. You know, is the running back get hurt again?
Are you done with?
Is it a disaster on the offensive line? I would probably lean towards, if they go 5-11, I would probably lean towards I'd be done with them.
My last thing for you is, as a guy who's stated, like, you're pretty much done with Stafford as the guy who can take this team to the next level.
Yeah.
Would you like to personally, listen, you're not rooting for either to happen, but would you prefer number one overall pick or playoff berth at 8-8, maybe 9-7? And with a guy with the belief that you don't think Stafford can get him to the next level.
Right. I mean, 9-7 is such fool's gold. Yeah, I guess I'd rather have the first pick. But the first pick means you're
redoing
everything.
There's quarterbacks out there, though.
Yeah, no, I know, but it means you're getting rid of the coach, getting rid of the GM.
People were pointing to this quarterback class, but they're pointing more to next quarterback class with Trevor Lawrence and Jake Fromm. I mean, honestly, I'll take a playoff spot. But
Tua and Herbert and there are other quarterbacks too that seem like
I like next year's class at the top in particular. I'll take a playoff spot, not even a win overall, over the first overall pick. That's from David. If we do it, if we get the first pick in the draft and change regimes, does that include ownership or just general management? It never includes ownership. You can, no. The owner's not firing themselves. That's not going to happen in a business where they print money.
Plus, Jake Fromm could come out after this year.
Can he? I think he's just sophomore
eligible. He's played 2 years. Played in 17 then, and played
that's
18.
Then that's the guy.
I like.
I mean, if that's the case, that's the guy. That would be.
Are you soured on Tua?
No, I prefer. I think Tua is a great college quarterback. I prefer Jake Fromm to Tua at the next level.
Right.
Maybe even this level.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.